Okay, we're recording. Hello.
Hey, what up, what up? Welcome to Flat Bunger Podcast.
I'm Jordan Jensen.
I'm Maddie Fairgreen Smith.
You look very cozy. I like that sweatshirt.
Thank you. I'm very sleepy. I'm trying to wake up earlier, and it just results in me being exhausted at 2 p.m.
What time are you trying to wake up?
Literally 8 a.m. That's so embarrassing.
No, dude. Because I wake up at noon every day.
I know, but like regular working people are like, early for me is 5 a.m. So for me, 8 a.m. is like early. Because I'm used to sleeping
too. It's so crazy to me. It's also like... We're not doing shows that much at night anymore, yeah. So there's really no excuse, but...
There's no excuse, and then when I sleep until 11 or 12, I feel like a fucking animal. So, but I need to get over the hump of, like, getting really... Like, I feel great, like, 8 a.m. to 1, and then I feel very fatigued. I'm also lying in bed, so that doesn't help.
What's your regime as of late? What's your regimen? What's your life?
Life is, the only thing I've been consistent with is exercising, which helps the regime. Because yes. In my head, I'm like, the earlier I exercise, the better I'll feel. So I'm like, get that done. And then I kind of just let other things float around that.
You're an early exerciser? You like get up?
No, I won't get up and immediately, but I'll get up, like drink coffee for an hour. Yeah. And then I'll be like, all right, we're ready to go. If I do it immediately, my legs will not move.
And you run outside in the cold?
Yeah, or I'll do like the stationary bike at home.
Oh, yeah. How's the stationary bike? Amazon.
It's fucking awesome.
Really?
Highly recommend. Yeah. Huh. Peloton app. It's amazing. I do feel like running clears my system out. It's like one big shit. Like if I run for 45 minutes, I feel like a new woman.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that as much after the bike, but I can't run every day or else I'll lose my mind because it's also like painful.
Astoria is just so much nicer to run in than my neighborhood. It is really nice. But I do know what you mean where you clear out. I fucking snot like an animal when I'm running, which feels good.
Totally. You clear everything out and you're like, I got outside and I got some mileage. And I burned a million calories, so now I can fucking eat whatever I want.
Are you doing intermittent fasting?
I guess naturally, because I'll wake up, drink coffee, and then exercise, and then it's like 11 or 12. And then I'll like sit around. But I'm not really a big breakfast in the morning person anyway, so naturally I kind of just like drink coffee in the morning.
Nobody's a breakfast. I mean, the people who are like 1800s. Milady. Yeah. Like nobody's waking up and being like eggs and sausage to start my day.
I beg of you, no. Like for me, it's like I need coffee immediately. I get like nauseous in the morning. I'm like, I don't want any food. I just want to feel like a human and I need coffee and water immediately.
I do want to eat. I do feel the compulsion to want to put things in my face when I wake up. And then I realize that it's just because I'm sleepy and I'm like, do something, help this. But once
dude, it's really fun. Saturday night. Okay, so here's some tea. I did a gig in a casino this weekend. Tested negative already. Don't worry, guys. But it was whack as fuck.
Is it Mohican?
Yeah, Mohican Sun.
Oh, yeah.
Not Mohican Sun. Just Mohican. Yeah.
Okay.
It was fun. It was safe. You know, I'm usually anti-indoor show, but it paid $500. So I was like, let's just do it. Get the bag and come home. But we took a train on Sunday morning, and we had to be in the hotel lobby at 7 a.m. And of course, you know, when you know you have to wake up, so you're like, I'll just stay up super late. So I don't know why. I was like, I'm waking up early anyway. I might as well get 3 hours instead of 6 hours of sleep.
Okay.
And so I went to bed at like 3, woke up at 6:30. And then my whole day, I was like, I need to end this tiredness by eating. All you want to do is eat.
Dude, I have to get 9 to 10 hours of sleep or I just gain 10 pounds. It's me like too. Fucked up, but true. The more I sleep, the skinnier I am, which is fucked up. I mean, I think it is how you're supposed to not gain weight in the winter. You just fucking hibernate and then you wake up and eat like a little mole and then you go back to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, especially because in the winter, you like you have no coping. You can't like get sunlight. You can't go see your friends in a park. All you have is carbs, and the more you sleep, the less you face the carbs.
I will say, so I stopped eating sugar, and I let myself eat it the other day, and I've done this a couple times. Boy, it is not good when you go off it and then on it. It is fucked up. I like roll up like
dude.
It was crazy.
So it was sorry. It's crazy. I've been off sugar like all of January, but I think the other day I had some and it was like immediate spike in my blood sugar, headaches. I mean, it tasted fucking awesome. Yeah. But I was like, I think I would rather ultimately be clear-headed and skinny-faced.
Yeah.
Then like regularly consume sugar. It doesn't, I mean, it tastes fucking awesome, but I also is awesome is the feeling of waking up feeling good in the morning.
I just also used to be, I mean, we both obviously did the thing where it was like you starve yourself all day and then you eat a shit ton of sugar and that's how you stay thin. Not anymore. Now it's like the jig is up. Like that was, I remember just like housing sugar when my at like 8 p.m. and then like going to bed and waking up and being like, I lost 5 pounds in my sleep. And now I wake up and I'm like, my skin is just cracked. Like
crackling.
I've got a yeast infection on my eyes.
Yeast infection. Totally. Cauliflower ear. And you're just like, it's so, I used to be able to do that. And now the sugar just sticks around my midsection like a fucking tire. And I also know, like, my when I don't eat sugar, my hunger is so much more normal. Like, I'll eat, and I don't have to always eat salad. I can eat, like, a burger and stop when I'm full because my hunger cues have normalized. But when I include sugar into my diet, it's all fucking whack.
Yeah. It's, I think in 100 years, it really is going to, they're going to be like, isn't it fucked up that this was,
Think it'll be, like, borderline criminalized for companies to put as much sugar as they do in their products.
Yeah. It's going to be like fentanyl.
Yeah.
Okay. So you work out, you work on, do you have like a writing regimen or do you just like try and like a social media hour or do you just like.
Kind of. I'll kind of be like, I'll do my little shit. I'll do my like, I'll cut up like a captioned clip. I'll post that at around 11. And then I do like, I'll look through my ideas for social media and be like, oh, that could be a good video for Instagram. That could be a good video. So I kind of like jot down funny stuff throughout my whole days. Yeah. And then like, I'll do like social media outreach at like, that's what my therapist told me to call it. Social media outreach 1 to 3 PM where you like post the talks and in the Instagram. Then you walk away. But I don't have a stand-up writing regimen because I don't do stand-up enough right now to incorporate that in. I probably should more.
My stand-up writing and the social media is kind of blurring where it's like, if I'm like, here's the idea, and I'm like, well, that can be a totally different stage thing, like that can be long and drawn out. And then I'm like, here's the fat of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just like
definitely
that, the one sentence that can be put on the, dude, people are fucking wigging out about social media. And I'm like, I think it's great. I mean, it's soul sucking. The thing that's soul sucking is the like getting on TV, like that shit is soul sucking. But for me, I'm like, TikTok is an open mic and then Reels is a show. Like, what's the problem?
It's literally, they're both so low stakes. And the best thing about it is if something doesn't do well, no one sees. Cause
it's crazy.
It pushes out your stuff to like more of your followers if it does well. And then otherwise, the three people who liked it, thank you for liking it. I appreciate you for being here. It's, I don't know. People take, and I have like Andrew and I have people who we know who got big on TikTok at the beginning of quarantine. And now they're like paranoid about the algorithm. They're like, the algorithm is working against me. And I'm like, no, like everyone needs to chill out about algorithms. They just think like it's punishing me for like, they're like have theories about the algorithm's punishing me for not posting in one day. I'm like, please, everyone needs to give less attention to algorithms and just like enjoy. Write and put your stuff out there and then move on. That's all I have to say. Stop freaking out about the algorithm. I've had stuff not do as well as I thought and I'm like, okay, well, I'm 5 posts later, so I could not care.
It's also like, if the only thing that is true is probably that now there's more of everything. You know what I mean? There's just more people. But I guess the way that I look at it is like, if you're saying, if you have these bits that are for stand-up, everything can be distilled into 15 seconds. That is our job. Like, that is what we've been doing for the past 6 years or whatever. Is,
if anything, it can be one, like, if you have a 3-minute bit, you can chop that down. Even just like the first punch.
You can take the setup and the tag done. Like, you don't need to do the whole thing. And it is like, sure, yes, there's a lot more people doing it. And there's a lot more like house moms being like, what do you think about this? You know what I mean? Right. But it is also like, yeah, but we, you know, it still is like, if anything, a mechanism to like push you and be like, it's also very fun as like a experiment. Like the other day you posted one about investing.
Oh yeah.
And that got so many, and it was so interesting to me. And I was like, dude, if you had said that in like it's such a perfect platform for that, because it hits all those people who are like, dude, I know about this, because you don't have friends who commiserate about that. You don't have friends who do that. But it just gets out into the ether where so many people were like, I can, you know, that are.
I agree. Yeah. It like shapes it, because at first that one wasn't popping off, and then all of a sudden it found the people.
Yeah.
Who, and it's like very interesting, and it's the same thing for like, my Instagram followers used to be very niche, very MTV, very Wild and Out. And then I started posting stuff that was just like my personal stuff, and I got more followers.
Yeah.
And it was like more girls.
Yeah. And God forbid you have followers that like your, it is weird to me that people are, I was talking to Peter the other day, and he was kind of having a little bit of like a social media.
But why? He has followers. He's, and so like, you, that should make him excited to be like, oh, I'm going to post all the time now. He has comments that are like, you're my favorite TikToker. Use that to continue.
He got recognized in the street off TikTok. So
wow.
And I was like, dude, you rule at this. Like, this is great. Here's what I think is happening, really. And I've noticed this with myself. The algorithm, or not the algorithm, the corporation has mechanisms of it. Like, I was the person who years ago was like, yo, bitch, you take my data, I don't give a shit. Like, you send me the ad for the booth I want. And now I'm like, no, you were extracting my data to figure out how to keep me inside the app longer.
It's so true. It's if I go a minute off of that app, they say, or Instagram too, they say, Rosebud Baker has added to her stories. When you go, I'm like, wow, you guys are straight. TikTok's like, oh, this person liked your stuff, like, and I have notifications off, and they still send me notifications. And they know, and you know what else they know? They know that if you've taken a few days off, they're going to make your next video pop off.
Yeah.
So that you're like, oh, I should stay.
Yeah. It's fucked up. And what I'm realizing is, I'm like, if I stay in the app for a while, like if I just let myself get into it and then it sucks me in for 45 minutes, then my serotonin plummets and I get really depressed.
Yes.
But
it's like up and then it's boom.
Yeah. And it's not about it's not about my content or my inadequacy. It really is about the screen. And it's like, you just got to get yourself in and out.
In and out.
Fucking hard, because they're like fucking trained animals.
It's also hard because you, as a creator, you want to know, like, is that doing well? Like, do I look like a loser for that being there? But you have to get away from that and just be like, nah, I threw it out there. And I will not be chained to the first few hour analytics. Like, I will not be, but so many people get down about it.
When fucking sister on TikTok. My sister is like hot, super, super hot.
Yeah.
Like fit, you know, alpha mom in her like kitchen. I'm like, bitch, if you threw one video up of you being like, this is 15 seconds, how you make sugarless, how you make
literally.
I'm like, you would be so happy just getting dopamine hits from external validation.
She would pop off. She would pop off. Hot women baking or working out is like the number one thing on TikTok.
I know, I want to set her up, but I really think it would help. I think it would make her, people need to have external validation. It's important. And now we're not going, she can't put on her little fucking dress and go out with her, you know, to the country club. Like, my sister is so funny. This is a trashy girl masquerading as a rich girl. It's hilarious.
That's great. I do think like more people should I really think people like him should just be more excited. It should motivate you more.
I love like, your shit. I love
yeah,
it.
If you get one video that pops off, you should be like, awesome, what's next? And if the next thing doesn't do as well, it's like, okay, what's next after that?
Yeah.
And not like, oh, this one didn't do as well as the last one. Ooh.
Also, I posted a video and I was like, that should have been better.
Right.
But I like didn't get to the punchline quick enough.
Right.
Just fucking redo it and delete it. Like, nobody
redo it. Said,
oh, shit. Like,
nobody. Or just be like, I thought it was funny. Moving on.
Yeah. I am having trouble with the main feed in Instagram. I'm like, I'm kind of just letting that die. You know what I mean? Like, what do I put on there?
I don't know. I post like longer videos, but it's hard. I feel like
it's a weird one.
It's dying.
Yeah. I don't know. The way I'm looking at it is like, yeah, we are in quarantine and they figured out a way for us to get our bits off.
I agree. 100%. It's something to do.
It's something to do. Fuck it.
Yeah.
And it came out of like necessity. Sure, we're being manipulated by it, but everybody's using it. You know what I mean? It's not like Amazon where they were like, sorry, this is the only delivery service, you know?
I also think the more that I post like the videos where I'm looking at the camera, the better I get on camera. Like,
dude, I know.
It's gotten a lot easier. I used to be like, oh, I don't know. And there would be days between my ideas, and it gets easier and easier. Because I used to be like, how do all these girls put out their little videos all the time? And the more you do it, the easier it gets and the better you get on camera.
I did a live show and I was like, I'm just going to see what happens when I run through, like, I'm going to do my TikToks that are successful and see which ones. And they do hit, like the ones that hit on TikTok do hit at live shows.
It is
like a weird thing, but I mean, I used to be like, well, the shit, and it's true that you can't get like as nuanced and stuff, but it is like, it does work on audiences. They are real people.
Yeah.
It used to be like I felt like the dumbest shit hit. And now I'm like, the dumb shit hits audiences well too. Like the bigger the audience, the more so. But it's like, how do you feel about, do you think they favor videos if you look bad or if you look good? Like, I find when I look most masculine, you know what I mean? Do you think it makes a difference?
I really don't think so. I really think it's more about the content.
Yeah.
You know, like the For You page, there's fucking ugly people. There's fucking hot people.
Yeah.
There's raw stuff. There's very polished stuff. It's really just about like the punches at the end.
I've never looked at For You page.
Oh, really?
That's just tag it, but I never have looked at it.
It's just the main feed. You looked at the main. That's just what the main feed is called.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. You see like the hot girls and people being like, how I got my butt a lot bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's weird about TikTok though? I can't consume, the data doesn't stick. Like somebody will be like, this is how you blah, 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 in 15 seconds. And it doesn't, I'm like, learning doesn't stick in my brain. Gone immediately.
Does not stick at all. People will say, 5 things you need to do to lose weight as I'm eating a Reese's cup. And I'm like, that's a good point. Or they'll say, 5 things you need to do if you have anxiety. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good point. But I never, and I'm just sort of replaying over and over again.
You really fucked me up with the bus it challenge. You ruined my life because you posted that shit. And I was like, what is this? I am obsessed.
They're so hot.
They're watching these pregnant women be fucking ugly in their thing and then jump down and be hot. That is hitting my fucking lizard brain, my makeover,
so crazy.
Lindsay Lohan shit. Like,
yes. And the way their butts move when they come down and the hips and the lighting and it's
a lot. And when they go like this, come on now.
Oh, don't even.
it's so hot.
Fucking hot. That one and the, I don't know if you saw the trend that was like, and you know I got a small waist, pretty face, and a big bank. And they jump in front of the camera and their butt moves in ways. I'm going to send it if you've never seen it. And I've scrolled through every, so they'll go, small waist, pretty face, and they turn around and jump up and their butt moves in front of the camera.
You have to do it.
Massive asses. You have to do it. I tried. It does not look good.
No, people you have to like, do it having no ass.
People would be like, sis, no.
Get, oh my.
But the girls who, it's the same with the busted challenge. You're just like, how do you?
I can imagine having a big ass. I can like picture, my life would be radically different if I had a big ass. I would
radically.
Be, instead of being like a slightly angry, like one of those Men in Black guys who's like, yo paso de banto, I would be like a earth mama. You know what I mean? But yeah. Because I have no ass, it's like, you're not fertile. You shouldn't be near babies, you know?
I agree. If I had a fat ass, I would not be in this apartment. I would not have this boyfriend. I would not be a comedian. There would be so many things that would be different about my life.
Dude, I would have more boyfriends. I would have many boyfriends. I would be, yeah, I would probably, I wouldn't be able to live with men. It would be like troubling for them.
I would have got, I would be the kind of girl who's like, yeah, I'm like seeing this one guy, but I don't know. He's like whatever. And it's like the hottest guy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't know. Like he keeps calling me and I'd be like so indifferent about him.
People would think that the smallest shit I did is so kind. You know what I mean? Like if I gave a dollar to a homeless guy, they'd be like, and she has a fat ass. You know,
like if I had like jokes, they would be like, she's funny too. What the fuck?
Yeah. No tits. Our tits could stay exactly the same.
They exactly.
Could be, I could have, but if I had a fat ass, I would be, and I would be humble about it. I would. I would be like, stop it. I'd still wear baggy shit so that when it peaked out, people are like, oh, fuck. You know, but then I would.
I would wear baggy shit, but like shake it in the baggy shit so people would know.
Do you look at asses? I look at asses like a fucking 16-year-old kid. Like, I can't.
Well, my whole TikTok feed is asses. And it's like, it's women being like, how I got my butt from this to this. And it's like, that, and then it's also just hot women in LA by the pool, and then it's also indie girls with like randomly doing dances, and they randomly have, they're like dancing to Phoebe Bridgers, and they turn around and they also have fat asses.
Come on. Yeah, I have it. I went to the gym and did a full ass workout.
Yeah,
felt it, couldn't walk for a week.
Right,
did not feel any pain in my ass.
You have to do like 300 squats a day to make changes in your ass.
My mom's ass, like where I get my ass, is so much worse than mine. Hers looks like a labia on her ass. I mean, we have just, it's just my future. It's just what's going to happen.
Mine is like so wide and flat. It's like a fat, flat Irish. Flat Irish. What That's the thing. Is mine's not even flat and small. It's like a big canvas. Like when I wear a thong, it's just like a long.
Thongs, what a horrible thing to do to yourself.
Horrible.
Have you ever put on tights with a thong? Ooh, that is very funny.
With I think I have.
It's very funny. Looking at flat asses through tights. You know what we should do? When we get money, we should just get butt implants. I think my back would be better if I had an ass. I think I'd be able to bike further.
Right. I want to get a tit reduction. I want little tiny tits and I want a fat ass. Those are the two things.
Well, you know what you can do? Move your tits into your ass.
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
I have tiny tits that I do like, but they don't. I need a fat ass to make them worthwhile tiny tits.
Right.
Because without it, it just looks like I'm.
Right.
It looks like, you know what it looks like? My stomach and thighs and arms and face are extracting nutrients, all the nutrients from my tits and ass.
Totally.
It's like Cher. Those are, how did those get so small?
Right.
Yeah.
That's how I feel too. I don't know. It's a problem.
Last week, Chloe was pretty disturbed by her self-hate. And I was like, oh.
Well, you know what? I was disturbed by her self-love. Not even love, just more comfort. How dare you come on this pod and talk about openly being naked and changing in front of other women? How dare you?
I was really happy that she represented the other side. Like, I was like, dude. Me and Maddie will just spin out and be like, this is how it is, right? So I was glad that Chloe was like, no, other women do this shit. But man, oh man, after the podcast ended, she was like, I mean, you guys are sick-brained. I mean, it's...
Oh, come on. We're regular. We're regular.
I don't know. I mean...
No, because Stuart is the same. More and my sister's the same way. I know more people in my realm who are like us. No, I probably only know five of us.
I know people that are like us for sure. I know men who are like us for sure too.
Yeah.
But they are worthy of it. Like the people I know are like, yeah, because you're fucking hideous, dude. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't really know, like, you know, attractive women who are like, I would shoot a bow and arrow into the heart of my lover if he walked into the room while I was naked. You know?
Literally. Yeah, I guess you're right. I know more people who are like, yeah, I'm comfortable with him coming in. And
or they're like, of course I hate my body, but then you see him do some shit where you're like, well, you just did the thing where you lifted up your sweatshirt and your shirt came up and you didn't ask a friend to hold it down while you lifted. You know what
literally,
I mean?
Literally, yes.
Like, yeah, you hate yourself, but you don't know the fucking
totally. Happens. Posers.
Yeah. You don't know crouching behind the fucking objects in the room.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, it's hard finding someone on your level.
Someday we'll get there. Someday we'll just get butt implants and everything we want.
Okay. Yeah, that or I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever. If I ever make it, I want a personal trainer to sculpt me into a body. I want him to say every single day what I need to do. Because right now, whatever I'm doing, I mean, I am skinny now, but I'm like, I have like my stomach and upper thighs are like, I don't know how to sculpt into like the look that I want.
But then every time I try and build muscle, I just feel like I get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Mike does a thing where he like fasts all day, you know, works out and you watch the fat get replaced with lean muscle.
Right.
I just, every time I work out, just fucking eat to my heart's content.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm always like, why am I not fitter? And then I eat like a pile of white bread right before bed.
Yeah, what's the kryptonite? What's your snack kryptonite?
I love like salt and vinegar chips, Cheez-Its, any sort of like chips and salsa, chips and queso, chips and guac.
Do you keep them in the
house? Obviously doing, no. But you know, every so often, Andrew and I were like, let's be bad. And we'll go and just like absolutely destroy the month's caloric intake in one night.
Yeah.
And that's my biggest, like cheese and crackers, anything cheese related, pork rinds, any sort of like Latino food at the supermarket with like the chili sauce, chili lime salt on it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That kind of stuff. Mine definitely.
Definitely like popcorn.
I could barrel through a 10-gallon drum of kettle corn.
Oh my God. Smart Pop? Fuck.
Yeah. Smart Pop now has like snickerdoodle flavor. They have like hot cheese flavor. They have all sorts of different flavors. It pops off.
Did you ever get those drums?
Yes.
Man, those fucking wrecked me. Who let me eat that as a kid? Why didn't somebody go?
I know.
Take them away from me.
All the time. And the worst part, like the caramel corns, I think is the best. And then the cheese is like, okay, a little stale. The butter, I think, is the worst. But the way you alternate between them. So you can finish it in one night. And the hate I felt for myself after consuming half of those. My dad sent me one when in like 2017. Yeah.
My dad also gave me one. And I was like, I mean, I fucking devoured that. I used to just sit in front of the TV and I could just fucking house shit. One time I barfed like a whole bag of cashews because you can't, your body will reject if you eat that much calories. Like, And I was like a little kid and I just was like, and I threw up in a trailer.
Been there. Oh my gosh. One time I went to a baby shower and it was like in the point of my college when I was starting to gain weight.
Yeah.
So you like can't control your binges because you've been hungry so long, but you're also depressed because you're starting to gain weight.
Yeah.
So I lost control at a baby shower. I ate like a million pastries. It was like tea party themed. I was wrecking the pastries, the tea sandwiches. And then after that, we went to my aunt's house. There was like chicken parm, and I threw it all up at the end of the night. And my mom was like,
You're lucky.
I know. That was the only time I've ever. And my mom was like, do you always do this to yourself?
I can't throw up. If I eat too much, it just won't come up.
That was the only time. I was like, that's how I knew I ate so much. Because usually it all stays down.
Where did I? Oh, yeah. I went over to my friend's house. I have quit drinking. And because I quit drinking, I don't do cocaine anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's just chaos to do cocaine without drinking. And cocaine is literally the worst drug ever. I mean, it is the worst drug. It is so, the lows are so low when you're coming off it. It's brutal. So I go over to my friend's house and they're having this like Mean Girls themed party. Mm-hmm. And it's all my like super hot rich Coke friends.
Okay. Hell yeah.
And they have a cheesecake this big.
Oh my gosh. It's
like the just pink, like everything you want.
Yes. Yes.
And right next to it, I have a fucking picture of the cheesecake with just rails cut up next to the cheesecake.
Oh
and
my
friend all night did cocaine and I just fucking housed this bitch. And
then
I wanted to die. I felt way worse than if I had done a whole fucking eight ball. It was so bad.
Dude, you know what's the worst after something like that? Waking up and feeling that ball in your stomach and knowing like, okay, I'm going to be depressed for the next 2 days because my self-worth is tied to how I feel about my body. And the feeling of...
You wake up and you put your pants on and instead of them being your like baggy jeans, they're like tight to your thighs and you can feel the heat in your thighs. What the hell is that?
Absolutely horrendous. I'll step outside. If it's cold out, my eyes will start dripping because they're so puffy.
Yeah. And
it's the worst. Honestly, sometimes it's the only motivation for me to not binge eat is like, I don't want to hate myself tomorrow, which I think is actually what you're supposed to do. It's like, no, I don't want to feel, but I'm like, I can't deal with those emotions.
I can't deal with, I'm like the waking up in the morning, you open your eyes and you're like, every first thought I have in the morning is like, how did we do yesterday? Are you okay now? You know?
Totally.
So waking up and being like, fuck me, I haven't fuck moved me. Enough to feel it, but I housed a box of cereal last night. And then you wake up and you're just like an ugly person. Like you're just, ugh.
It's your face is like a fucking so dry. It's like made of sand. And
so dry.
You'd rather just go to sleep and sleep off the whole day because you can't even face.
I just need to be hooked up to an IV drip of water. Yeah. It's brutal.
Yeah.
I will. I this is just how people feel who are alcoholics.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to explain that to somebody. I was like, I quit drinking because of sugar. Like, my addiction is food. It is not.
Yeah.
I did not quit drinking because I'm an alcoholic. I quit drinking because it's. I would be like binge eating alcohol.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. It's a problem.
Yeah.
And the same with like drinking makes me binge eat.
Yeah.
And then you just hate yourself the next day.
Should we answer these questions?
Yeah. That's why I always am jealous of people who are like, I'm a foodie or like trying a new bakery in town. If I try the new bakery in town, I will go on a bender for a week.
Yeah.
I'm like jealous of people who can casually like eat a piece of cake in the middle of a Saturday.
Caitlin Palufo had cake at her a little tiny birthday party.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I've been planning on this for a couple of days. Like, I'm just going to let myself eat sugar on her birthday. Mm-hmm. They always get a delicious cake. I ate the frosting off of everybody's cake. I went around the room after I had housed my piece and scraped people's frosting off that they had rejected because it was so sugary.
No.
And I ate all of it.
It's too much. And then nutritionists, of course, will be like, well, if you're craving sugar, you're obviously low on omegas. I'm like, no, bitch, I have an addiction. Stop telling me that I need something. Like, if you're like, I need chocolate. If you need chocolate, you're probably low on iron. No, bitch, I have an addiction.
Yeah.
And so they'll say things like, try everything in moderation. Don't stop yourself from eating the cake. I have to, or else I will lose my mind.
It can't be an option. It can't be.
It can't.
If it's an option, I'm going to be like, you know what? I think I've matured today.
Yep.
And then I'm like, let's just stop off. I'll get a piece of cake. I'll eat half of it today, half of it in a couple days.
You fucking will not.
No way.
You will get the cake, eat it in the bakery. What'd you say?
I eat it before it gets home, like in the car.
I eat it in the car, and I'll say, fuck me. I can't. It's the same thing with drinking. Like, I can't do one glass of wine.
No way.
I can't do one piece of cake. And people who tell me I should try can fuck themselves.
I know. People,
anyway.
The worst thing I've heard is somebody goes, have you tried the intuitive eating diet? And I was like, bitch, are you crazy? Intuitive eating?
Fuck
My
off.
Intuition tells me to fucking snort
literally
sugar cubes. Like, I...
To dive into a pile of Halloween candy. How dare you tell me to trust my gut?
My intuition is a bag of candy corn. That is all my intuition is.
So fucking rude.
It is, and I'm happy for people who have I'm also like, dude, I'm drinking a pot of coffee a day. I'm fucking up my body. I'm microdosing constantly. Like, my intuition is out the window. I am not connected to my body, you know?
Yeah, totally. Me too.
I am trying, though. That's part of my reason up here. I am microdosing, which is, dude, I figured out the goddamn alchemy of it, and it is so nice.
Okay, cool.
I finally got it right where before I was just like,
what is it?
All of a sudden tripping. It's just of the type that I get, of the kind I get, I know how much to bite off, and it's just like a smaller amount than I was doing. Because I would be giving it to people, and they'd be like, I don't feel a thing. And I'd be like, yeah, but you're also like a type A, slightly insane person. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah. I think if you, like, you also don't feel like you're in a bad marriage. Does that make sense? Like, I'm like, you're not going to be sensitive.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Oh my God. This guy says, what is holding up your clown on a bike? What is holding up your suicide? Must be nice if you can answer that without thinking.
Whoa. Who is clown on a bike?
Buddy?
Who I don't is know. Clown on a bike?
I don't know. Somebody in need of help. All right, but
is that Peter Avello?
Oh, it's like a meme site.
Okay.
Must be nice. I'm not an artist, but I am autistic, is his thing.
Okay, so let's do a different one.
Must be nice if you can answer. Well, what's holding up my suicide? I would say when I've been at my most depressed, what holds up my suicide is my parents.
Really?
Yeah, when I'm like at my worst and I'm like, yeah, the idea of my mom like having her kid kill themselves? No way.
Yeah, that's true. I'm always like, I could kill myself or I could just go eat pizza.
Yeah. I mean, the killing the self thing, there's almost a part of it that's like, it's for me, it's always been like the, why don't I jump off a roof? Like, just why not just like try it out? Because you, not try it out, but like, I get all panicked because I'm like, what if I just did it? Like, I don't really want to die. But what helps me talk myself off a ledge when I'm literally on a ledge and I'm like, what if I'm like, dude, you don't want your parents to clean up that mess.
Yeah, true.
Okay, biggest pet peeve while traveling with others?
Like, just like all the FaceTime. The FaceTime is because it's not even a pet peeve thing. It's like you hit a point where you're like, I hate everything about you. And
your
that's where the pet peeves
come
in.
Of traveling with others is them.
It literally, it gets, for me, it gets to a point where like, we got 3 days left and I fucking hate all of you. The only way I can like travel with others if we're going to a house that has 6 bedrooms and we each get our own bedroom and we all have our own activities throughout the day. But if it's like a full time, like if I go somewhere with like my parents or something, like it'll be like a full time. Yeah. What's the next activity? There's not. So that's mine.
So it's like the downtime aspect when you're just like,
yeah.
So you want the whole thing to be planned. You want it to be tight.
No, I want it to be loose and I want people to know, like, I'll go to this thing and you can go to that thing.
Oh, your family does it where it's like, we're doing this all together. We are sticking together. Yeah. If you go to the bathroom,
you're
like, where's Maddie?
I guess kind of. I don't know. I just get tired of people easily when it's too much FaceTime. I've had this problem for a real, like in college, I had the roommate where they're in the dorm with you and I would go through like months where I'd be like, I can't. And she was so nice. And I'd be like, I hate everything you do bothers me.
I have that with the nicer the person, the worse it is for me. I used to live with a girl who'd be like, how was your day? And I'd be like, like as soon as I walked in, she'd be like, how's it going? And I would like do a backflip back into the street and put myself in front of a semi.
I was so moody and I feel bad about it to this day because I was so unpredictable.
Yeah.
I'm not like that anymore because I don't live with someone in a room.
Yeah.
But it was bad. So it that's my, my pet peeve.
Mike. Yeah, Mike and me travel really well together because we live really well together, I find.
Yeah.
So we know when we need to be like, get the fuck. But my biggest pet peeve of his is he just would not give me 1 second with my mother. He was so in love with this. I was like, bitch, let me talk to her for a second. And he'd be like, look at my body. Look at my personality.
Right.
Look at my books. Look at my.
Totally.
Get the fuck. So yeah, definitely the like, the. Well, I don't know. That's not, that can't really be a pet peeve. That's very specific to Mike.
Yeah, it can be. Like, if someone travels with you and your family,
yeah,
they need to know, like, okay, this is not my family.
I need family time. Yeah.
Yeah.
We did figure it out, and he was very great with it, I will say.
Yeah.
He did leave and go out for long.
Better to have them be very comfortable with them and then ask, yes. You ask, like,
I was then, like, get the fuck out of
can
here.
You yeah. Stop asking if you can go to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate that shit. Yeah. Biggest pet peeve also, people, dude, if we're driving together, you should put on road tunes. Like, please do not blast rap while we're driving. You do not know my mood.
Hate.
Like, I do not want to hear how you know every fucking word of this fucking rap song. Like, it's like if I put on heavy metal when I was driving with somebody. I like it. I like fucking loud punk. But that's like an abrasive, like, you just put on fucking orchestra.
Why is it that, I know, every time I do like a road gig with a man, the music blaring.
And you're like, how do you not know that I have like fucking...
Literally.
Levels that I'm trying to maintain in this fucking body.
I agree.
Still.
And they're like, do you want to stop for food? I literally can't hear. And especially if it's two guys in the front and you're in the back, fuck
and
me.
And then they're talking to you and you're like, there's no way. There's no. And
yeah, like, or they'll be like, Maddie hasn't said anything. I'm like, yeah, no shit. I can't fucking hear you.
Oh my God, it's so annoying. Okay. Biggest insecurity, biggest strength of being a female comic.
Ugh, God.
Biggest insecurity is age. Truly, that's mine.
My biggest insecurity is going, yeah, I guess age, because that goes along with being out of touch with what's cool.
Yeah, I'm definitely just I'm insecure that it's not going to, the like, my style of humor ripping on dudes and the rugged that is gonna like age out as I'm like 30
That's
and wearing like
how I feel.
Yeah.
I'm like, are the kids gonna like me? My biggest insecurity is like, are my jokes too obvious? Am I too basic of an observation? I don't have like twisted Brooklyn mind that's like very on the surface, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm like, how many people are being like, dude, Jordan's joke where she talks about squirting, come on, like, right. You know, or like, how long are photographers going to capture me making the, you know, pussy face,
right.
Like, dude,
right.
Do women put as much thought into guys' asses as they do on their own?
No.
Absolutely not. If a man has a fat dumper, I assume that they're autistic. Like, if a man has a huge ass, I'm like, you're disgusting to me.
I don't like a thick ass. It reminds me of, like, country guys who inherited their dad's farm and are very, like, anti-woman.
Oh, it reminds me of, like, the nerds in high school that we would call it nerd butt, where the shirt would get stuck on the top of their sweatpants, you know, over their fat ass.
Yeah.
Have you ever pooped your pants?
No, I think when I was a child, but not recently.
Yeah, Mike poops his pants all the time, but one time I shit my pants in preschool and this woman cleaned it out, cleaned me up.
Yeah.
And then she died.
What?
Like, I know, she died like when I was like 5 years later, so I was like probably 10. She died, and I was so upset. She like worked at my school, and people were like, what, how did you even know this woman? And I couldn't be like, because she cleaned out my shitty pants.
Wow.
What's up with your three moms being in a cult, dude?
Okay,
they're all in it. They're still doing it. They're still taking the forum. This
did
is
they after the after the landmark combo.
Yeah. They're my three moms have all cheated on each other. Like they Donna cheated on, you know, this woman to be with Michelle. Mom cheated on Michelle. Like they've all, and they're best friends and all very happy. So I'm like, yeah, Landmark might be a cult, but if
I right. I didn't know you were a Landmark child until my podcast.
Crazy.
Shocking moment.
I can't believe you even know about Landmark. I didn't even know people knew.
I know.
Okay, that's the questions. That's the, how, what time are we at?
I think we're at about 47 or something.
Perfect. You got a split, right?
Yeah. Any, what do we tell our listeners this week?
Okay, listeners this week, don't fucking freak out about social media.
Literally chill. And people always think everything has to go like viral or pop off. Nah, just be happy you made it.
Yeah. And yeah, be happy you made it. If you got a flat ass, it's okay to want a big ass. That's okay.
It's okay to be okay with your flat ass.
Yeah. And if you don't accept your body, but you have humor around it, also okay. Also yeah. Fine. Quit fucking making me feel bad because I want to wear a parka all day, okay? It's not 100%. About you looking at my body. It's that I don't want to see this fucking Picasso.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
Okay. And yeah, don't eat sugar.
Fuck. Yeah, don't eat sugar. It fucking sucks.
Okay.
All right.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.